Now, this hockey season, researchers here at the University of British Columbia will be looking at what it means to be fully recovered from a concussion. We'll focus on teenage hockey players in particular. Nazanin Virji-Babul is an assistant professor at UBC's Department of Physical Therapy and will be leading the research. He's on the line with us now. Nazanin, good morning.
Good morning, Kirik.
So what exactly will your research be looking into?
Well, the purpose of our project really is to develop what we're calling imaging signatures of concussion. We got some funding recently from the Brain Research Center at UBC and from the Martha Piper Research Fund to look at the impact of concussion in the adolescent brain. We know, we used to think that the brain was fully developed by the age of five, but we now know that development actually continues into adolescence and into early adulthood. So when you have an injury to the brain at this stage, what is the impact of that? That's a question that we really don't understand. So what we're doing, which is really very exciting and I think is going to have a lot of impact on understanding concussion, is to combine two cutting-edge brain imaging technologies. We're going to be using something called DTI, which is diffusion tensor imaging, and it's a new kind of MRI technique that's just fairly recently been looking at a concussion, and that tells us about the structure of the brain. And most of the previous research studies have focused on looking at the structure. But we're also going to combine that with another kind of brain imaging technology called MEG, which will be at the Down Syndrome Research Foundation in Burnaby. And that tells us about the actual functioning of the brain. So if we think of the brain, people have compared it to, for instance, the World Wide Web. It's made up of a whole bunch of networks. And if there's damage to one part, if there's damage in the structure, what we don't know right now is how does that affect the functioning? How does it affect the dynamics of the brain? So we're going to be combining these two imaging technologies to look at young hockey players to see what the impact of concussion is. And we'd like to follow these youths longitudinally to look at how long it takes the brain to recover and what is the impact of a concussion long term.
Now, you're partnering with BC Hockey on this.
That's right.
And you're recruiting players this fall. So what age, what gender, and who will be your subject matter, if we will?
So we'll be looking at both midget and bantam hockey players across the Lower Mainland in Vancouver and recruiting both male and female hockey players within that age range.
So midget and bantam, roughly 14 to 18 years
That's
of age.
That's right, yes.
And why focus on that age group? Why focus on younger players?
So as I said, we don't really understand the impact of injury on the developing brain. So in the adolescent phase, anybody who has teenagers knows that there's a lot of hormones sloshing around the brain. They're starting to develop their skills in terms of problem solving. They're having issues with impulse control, risk taking. So when you have an injury to the brain, and I think we need to start thinking of concussion as a mild brain injury, what happens to those kinds of functions? And how does that impact on risk-taking behavior and later on learning and memory?
How exactly will you follow the players through the season? And also, we'll be hoping one of them suffers a concussion through the season?
That's right. So we'll be recruiting starting this month, and we'll be training the trainers, the coaches, and the therapists on how to do some pre-season baseline assessments. And we have a collaborator at the University of Calgary, Carolyn Emery, who's developed a whole injury surveillance kind of protocol. So we'll be looking at the players, all the players to start off with, looking at their symptoms, understanding their baseline cognitive function. And then when somebody has a concussion, they will be followed up with the imaging scans, and then we'll look at their symptoms as well. And what we'll ask is for them to bring one of their friends who hasn't had a concussion to be imaged as well, so that we can have a good comparison with somebody who's at the same age, who's the same sex, and has the same amount of experience in playing hockey.
Now, part of this is about developing a better understanding of recovery time. So
that's right.
How long will you follow these players?
Well, our initial funding that we've got from the Brain Research Center and the Martha Piper is just to do an initial scan to get some pilot data. We're now trying to get some more funding because doing brain imaging is very expensive. And so if we can get more funding to follow these youths we'd like to follow them for up to a year to look at exactly how long it does take the brain to recover. And I think this is really critical for for the youth to understand what it means to going back to playing. And it's the same with Sidney Crosby in terms of how long should you wait before you return to play is a really critical question. And right now it's just been based on symptoms, you know, symptoms of headache or nausea or fogginess like Sidney has. But we don't really understand how long it takes the brain to recover from that. And if you go back to playing too soon, then you're at risk for having another concussion. We know from research studies that somebody who's had a first concussion is at a much greater risk of getting a second and third concussion, and that can have a huge impact on their long-term learning, memory, and attention functions.
What are you hoping comes out of this research?
I think what I'd like is greater awareness of what a concussion is. I think we really, people when they say they've had a concussion, they tend to minimize the impact of what's happening on the brain. But I think this study will really show that a concussion affects the brain, that there's some injury in the brain in terms of both the actual structure of the brain and in terms of the functioning, the dynamics of what's happening in the brain. And we have to take concussions much more seriously than we have before.
How do you think this could actually change the game for young players?
Well, I think one aspect of it is body checking, is that, you know, I think there needs to be some policy around body checking and not allowing this in the younger hockey teams. And I think, again, returning to play is going to be a big factor. And when, you know, we shouldn't be rushing kids back to getting into the game when they've had a concussion, and just trying to develop some policy and guidelines on when kids should actually return to play.
Best of luck with it. We'll continue to follow this.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Nasmin. Nasmin Virjibabul, an assistant professor at UBC's Department of Physical Therapy, leading the lab on concussions in youth hockey. So what do you think? Are you concerned about your kids playing hockey because of the potential of head injuries? You can offer your thoughts on TalkBack, 604-662-6690, or email us early at cbc.ca. Here's Anne.